Those of us who are truly converted, and we've experienced a hardship in our life, it may be an illness, it may be a heart broken, it may be a disappointment or a burden. Is it not the case that through that suffering, through that pain, through that frustration, through that hurt, through that resentment, that rather than that destroying us and breaking us, rather than that sending us to the drink or the drugs or to some other escapism, the reality is that God in His mercy and His grace has used that very crucible experience to strengthen us in our faith. It's through the brutality of the word spoken. It's through the pain of the illness. It's through the hardship of that loveless situation that God actually turns that which should destroy us and should break us and grind us into the ground, and through that, He takes that difficulty and He actually uses the experience of that difficulty in order to strengthen us. We're not throwing up our arms in the air. We're not clapping. We're not saying it's wonderful. We're not clapping everybody in the back and saying, what did I tell you about what's going on in my life? It's absolutely fantastic. I discovered that I have this illness that has been tearing me apart. I've discovered this situation in my life that I don't know how to handle. We don't go around shouting about it and delighting it in that sense, but deep down inside us, there's a strong, quiet, peace building. A determined peace. Peace that's unshakable. And whatever it is that's trying to destroy us, it looks at us and it says, how come they haven't been broken yet? Satan brings his trials and his tribulations. He stands back and laughs at times and thinks, now we'll see how they get on with that one. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. We rejoice in our suffering because perseverance builds faith. Isn't that what James says? And you persevere. And you stay on it. And you stay on it. Your faith grows. And your faith grows. And your faith grows. It's not just a case of coping. It's not just a case of overcoming. It's a case that we actually conquer by God's grace that which would destroy us, and God turns that for good in our own lives. And we look back and we say, I would never want to go through that again. But I am stronger in Christ today for going through it. I understand more of His love. I understand more of His reality, of His justice. I have a greater understanding, appreciation for His mercy and His grace. I know Jesus Christ better now because of that difficulty and that trial that I've gone through. In many ways you think, but it's all just nice words. It sounds good. How is it actually possible? How is it actually possible It's possible because it's through Him. Without the words, through Him who loved us, everything that I just said would be extremely presumptuous and terribly arrogant. The idea that we can take suffering and difficulty and pain and grief, and somehow that we can turn that to good in our lives, if it's just by virtue of us and the things that we do, surely isn't that grotesquely, grievously and heinously, unwarrantedly terrible that I would think it, let alone say to anyone, that someone who is in real distress and real pain and real suffering, and say to them, you can come through this. You can conquer this. Not just a matter of coping. You can actually defeat this. To actually send someone down a path of that is psychological suicide. Psychological suicide. But the reason why we can believe this and we can hold this is because we don't do it in our strength. And that's the key words. Here are the key terms. It's through Him, through Him, through Him who loved us. It's all about Him. We conquer through Him. We conquer through Him because He conquered through His death. He conquered through His death. When Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, He simply didn't defeat Satan. It wasn't simply when He was nailed to that cross a sense of, well, I've had a battle won. When Jesus was nailed to the cross at Calvary, all the force of the evil that was summoned against Him was defeated. When Satan saw Jesus lying on His back, when he saw those huge nails being thrust into His wrists and into His legs, and he saw Him being hoisted up onto that cross with that seat that held His weight in order to prolong death, when Satan saw that, He was unleashing the full gamut of all the evil that He could unleash, because this was His spiritual enemy of all time. He had come into the world in Genesis chapter 3, and He had led the man to disobey God, to declare, I will live as I please. And when the Son of God came from heaven to earth and dwelt among men, and lived. And when he came to his 30th birthday and he went out into the wilderness to take on the devil, having had not any food for 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil came to him 3 times and he stood there and he faced the devil down. And he stood there and he faced him down. And he stood there and he faced him down. And then for the 3 years of his ministry, that continual spiritual warfare was being waged. Every single day that Jesus got up, he was declaring to Satan, there's a day coming when this is all going to end, and you are going to be destroyed. And when Satan looked at the cross, he thought that there had been a huge, devastating own goal by God. He thought he's going to die, and that's the end of it. Little did he see in the cross that through that very death, salvation was born. Through the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus, we live tonight in Jesus Christ. And it's because of His death, as Paul says, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? We don't conquer on our own. We conquer through Him. We conquer through Him because of His death and the fact that His death defeated sin and Satan. The cross for us is about victory. We are more than conquerors because He rose again and defeated death. And everything that Satan throws at us, everything that he throws at us, we are more than conquerors through him. If he breaks us in a relationship, he can't take from us the closest relationship we have, Jesus Christ. If he seeks to destroy our bodies with an illness, he can't take our spiritual life away from us in heaven. There is nothing that the devil in all his power can do to destroy us. There's nothing. Because Christ destroyed him at Calvary. And we are in Christ. We are united to Christ. We dwell in Christ. He is the vine. We are the branches. Our life's blood and energy comes from Christ. And although at times in our lives we may feel as though I just cannot cope any longer, the reality is we are in Christ. And we not only conquer through his death, we conquer through his presence. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, verse 35. There's nothing that can destroy us. Remember the three young men, Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fiery furnace. Many were seen in the fiery furnace. 3, 2, 1, none, 4. Well, how were there 4? Only 3 were thrown in. Because Christ was there. In the midst of that furnace, he was there. And you see, when it says, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, it means nothing or no one. Nothing or no one can separate us from the love of Christ. And as believers in Jesus Christ, the reality of our lives is that regardless of the difficulty of our lives at times, and sometimes our lives are tough, we can look the enemy in the eye, not in a blasé, arrogant way, and say, oh, we can beat you. No, we can say, Christ has beat you. And Christ loves me. And I love him. And I will dwell in his presence. And I will think about him every day of my life. And I will dwell in his word. And I will commune with him in prayer. We tend to think that reading of the Bible is an accumulation of knowledge so that then we can say we know this. We tend to get ourselves into a bind about reading the word of God, that it's something that we have to do because it's something that we've been taught to do, and isn't that a wonderful thing? If only more of us would do what we were taught to do. But it's not a bind. Because what it is opening our minds and our hearts up to the one who loves us, the one who has given himself for us, the one who has conquered our enemy, the one who has conquered all the disappointments in our lives, all the heartache in our lives. And this is real. This is real. No matter what difficulty we face in our lives, we can withdraw into Christ. And we can experience that brokenness in Christ. We can step back and we say, I am not going to be destroyed by this. I am going to dwell in Christ in this. I'm going to commune with Christ in this. I'm going to speak with Christ in this. I'm going to grow my love for Christ through this. Because Christ lived and died to defeat the enemy who is seeking to destroy me. Christ loves me at this very moment in time. Too often in our lives, we are focused on living it with God out there. We're focused on living with some sort of theological awareness of who God is. And we turn up at church on Sunday and we get our theology a bit further developed and strengthened. But the vital, the daily communion with God in the person of a Son, and all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't want to live my life just coping. I just don't want to live my life coping. The unbelievers cope. They have their ways of coping. I just don't want to cope. Neither am I arrogant and say, I can do it myself. Because I can. And I won't. But I want to do it through Him and in Him. I want to know Him and I want to love Him more. I want to delight in Him. Delight in Jesus. Delight in the ways of Jesus. Delight in the words of Jesus. Delight in the life of Jesus. Delight in the death of Jesus. Delight in the resurrection of Jesus. Delight in the rule of Jesus. I want Jesus to be real in my life. That I can conquer. Conquer. Is that what you want? Well, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can have it. But it has to be in His terms. It has to be through Him. It has to be through Him. Through His death. His presence. But what a wonderful, glorious, no half-hearted living. This is real living. Not loud, aggressive, real living. But quiet, peaceful, contented, real living. This is life at its best. Because this is life. Amen.